Woody and Jim in the morning, podcasting our little hearts out.
We pod and we pod and we pod for you. And this is the thanks we get.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end. And now we start talking.
Welcome to the Monday is feeling Tuesday there it could ever be.
Exactly.
After a three-day weekend. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. We had Saturday, where we really needed to get out of the house, and we went to McKay's bookstore.
Oh, yeah. I love that place. It's a great place to just root around for hours.
Absolutely. And Everybody in Nashville had the same idea.
Yeah.
You couldn't even get a parking spot. We
really?
Were like circling like it was, day before Christmas.
Wow.
If you've never been to McKay's, it's a Nashville thing. There's some in some other cities here in Tennessee and stuff.
Right.
But you go there and you can return old books and DVDs and all that kind of stuff. And then they, have them all for sale. It's just a fun place to just go kill a couple hours.
Oh, yeah. And you can classic DVDs for like a dollar.
Yeah,
that kind
exactly.
of stuff. Yeah, that's
video
very cool
games,
place.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
They started doing Legos. That's smart.
Yeah.
Like just you can they buy a bag of Legos.
Of like the individual pieces.
Yeah.
So if you have like missing pieces, you can then put it all together.
Yeah, they're like $3 there. You go to the Lego store, it's like $85.
Yeah, exactly.
then yesterday we did the classic Labor Day weekend barbecue on the back mm-hmm. porch of some friend's house, which was cool because these are all like people we used to hang out and, have drinks and, hot dogs with before like the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then everybody went their separate ways and like, we need to go back to doing this. So we did it. We started like, we're saying, okay, let's get back. Let's get the gang back together. It was fun.
The band is back together.
What about your weekend?
It was fun.
Jortzy.
Yeah, it was Jortzy. We had the final Hot Chicken and Jorts Festival at Mayday Brewing Company in Murfreesboro on Saturday night. And oddly enough, it's in the same building as a church, the Experience.
Yes.
And at 6 o'clock, they have church services. At the same time, things were really starting to roll at the Hot Chicken and Jorts Festival.
What an interesting
You're
clash.
Wearing jorts and you're walking in past, people with nice khakis and buttoned-up shirts wanting to hand you a program. And you're going, I'm going, obviously, look at me. I'm going to the Jorts Festival.
Yeah, I would imagine it'd be pretty easy to tell who's there for what. Yeah.
But it was a little uncomfortable inside because it was pouring rain. And normally a lot of people were outside where they had the food trucks and everything. The parking lot I had to park at the grass somewhere and walk and then run to the car
through the rain.
But it was memorable. It was the last one. So,
your jorts were spectacular.
Thank you. I thought my jorts game was very strong.
I asked you, I said, can you see the pockets hanging down in front, of the jorts? And you weren't kidding.
They
look like lederhosen hanging from your body.
They weren't long enough, so I actually had to cut the jorts a little closer, a little tighter, a little,
so that show a little more skin.
Yeah. And everybody seemed to really enjoy it as they would not make any contact with me.
The more they drank, the more they enjoyed it.
Also, I watched Beetlejuice over the weekend, getting ready for the new movie. Yeah. Always a classic. I watched a few Mad Max movies during the rain. And then yesterday was really nice. First time, it was not raining or 1,000 degrees.
Right.
So, yeah. But
hopefully, preview of what it's going to be like this week, which is just in the 80s.
I know. It's supposed to be pretty nice.
Right.
So, yeah. We got contacted from some people in Spring Hill listening on the Totally Hits Nashville app. We recommend you do the same thing.
Exactly. Says,
this is pretty funny.
Hey, Woody and Jim, my husband and our next door neighbor have been fighting since the day we moved into Spring Hill. We finally decided to put up a wood privacy fence and not have to deal with this jerk. Before we even finished putting up the fence posts, he dragged the city into it, claiming it was on his side of the property line. And so they had to pay a surveyor to prove him wrong, which really set my husband off. So to get revenge, he plans to paint the backside of the fencing, the side facing our neighbor, a hideous bright orange. So it will clash with the guys. I guess he's got a red house.
Oh, no.
I laughed thinking he was joking, but nope, he already bought the paint.
People are just going to think he's a UT fan.
Yeah, right? I know our neighbor is a jerk, but I have a feeling this is only going to cause even more trouble.
Yes.
I would love to hear what your listeners have to say as for advice about where do we go from here.
Okay. You can call us if you'd like on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline. It's a new number, so put it in your phone. Don't forget it. 615-553-0933. That's 615-553-0933.
Or you can always message us on the Totally Hits app, and you can leave us a voice message. Don't know who left this one, but here's what they have to say about painting the fence to get the other neighbor mad.
Yeah, go for it. Why not? You know what? The guy is doing something to, you know, get his yard to be private, and people are going to be so rotten about it. Go ahead and paint it.
So there's one vote for paint it.
Paint it.
Escalate.
Yes.
Jason Tucker says put a mirror on his side of it.
Where he sees his own house.
When he asks about it, say, quote, I wanted you to see how big of a bleep you are.
Ow!
I can't even say the word.
That's actually pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. But a big mirror, pretty expensive. Jesse Wilson Hester says, paint it with a gif of somebody just, you know, with a big paintbrush.
Yeah, doing a Tom Sawyer.
And this one brings up something that's kind of interesting. Angela Curtindale says, sounds like both guys are trying to prove who's got a bigger...
Yes, that's how guys fight.
Yeah, she says, very childish.
Yes.
So if hubby is going to paint it black with a huge yellow smiley face and... watch a few episodes of Fear Thy Neighbor.
Ooh.
So there's a whole bunch of people that said, you guys said, oh, watch Fear My Neighbor. I have never heard of Fear My Neighbor.
No.
And Fear Thy Neighbor is, I just looked it up. It streams for free. There's 10 seasons.
Really?
I guess it's all about.
It's all about like neighbor fights?
Neighbor fights.
Oh, I love that.
It's kind of like, I'm going to have to check it out.
I love that when I'm not involved.
Exactly. I checked, it's streaming free on Max and on Tubi.
Wow.
So if you want to check out the Fear Thy Neighbor fights, but apparently things get out of hand very quickly.
Wow.
What do you think of this guy painting the giant, you know, the other side of the fence that faces his neighbor orange?
Yeah, we'll be talking about this a little bit later on as well. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville is the Woody and Jim Show. A request from our close, dear, personal friend, Big Joe Dubin, who says, I want to hear Peaches and Herb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just one or the other.
Yeah. Gotta put
them
together.
Lovely. Super group.
You want to avenge that because you had to spend a little extra money? Dig two graves because I'm sure you want to accept what he might do back to you just for some orange paint.
Okay,
so dig two graves. That's a little aggressive.
Went from nasty right to murder.
Yeah,
kind of sounded like there.
Yeah. Dennis has posted saying, "This is very, you know, this is like King Solomon."
Okay,
move if you can. Life is too short to be unhappy of where you put your head down.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, be the bigger person and have a heart to heart. Sometimes relationships start with each other not liking each other.
Okay. Mm.
Okay.
That's the high road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's the low road, which means dig two graves.
Yeah.
93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's totally time for Gender Wars.
The special barbershop edition today.
It's time for many women to answer questions for Gender Wars.
Ah, I love that.
Gender Wars brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Yep, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, we got a treat for you this morning. We've got a married couple ready to play. We have Molly and Corey. Hi, you guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Now, you guys have been leading up to this contest. Been showing your very competitive side.
Mm-hmm.
Are you normally very competitive against each other?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Nobody wants to lose.
Winning is fun.
Winning is fun.
All right.
It's a lot more fun than the other alternative.
Than not having fun.
Yes. Okay, yeah, well.
Neither one of us are losers.
That's right. That's right. That's the positive way to say it. Yes.
All right. You're both in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, and we have a Get Acquainted question for you. Let's start with you, Molly. What was your first job ever?
I worked in a gas station sandwich shop in the summer when I was home from college.
Okay. All right. What was your best sandwich?
Oh, I don't know. I know my brother took advantage of it, and when I was closing at night, he would call to get me to make him a sandwich on my way home.
So okay.
Whatever was easiest to make, he would take.
So. All right. Gotcha.
So you're a retired sandwich artist.
And exactly. What about you, Corey? What was your first job ever?
I worked at Kroger's, and I was a courtesy clerk in Priest Lake.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, nice.
Okay, very good. Well, let's see how your customer service skills work for you today doing this game. You each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble and don't know the answer to a question and you don't think your opponent knows it either, you can use your screw and make them answer your question.
Okay, here we go. Molly, we start with you and a multiple choice question. In Star Wars, how many Death Stars were built by the Evil Empire? 1, 2, or 4?
Oh, my Lord.
One? No. No, it was two.
Oh,
they made two, and the good guys had to blow both of them up.
Yep, didn't go well.
It didn't go well for them.
Let's go to Corey's question. Your multiple choice is as follows. Virgo, Libra, or Aries? Which sign of the zodiac is symbolized by a woman? Virgo, Libra, or Aries?
Libra.
No, it's a Virgo.
Okay,
still no points on the board. It's tied. You're both winners at this point.
Okay. Question number two for you, Molly. Olympic snowboarder Shaun White is famous for having what color hair?
Red.
Red is right.
Yep, there we go.
There you go, Molly.
There
you go.
All right, Corey, let's see if you can keep up. Who owns the TV company Harpo Entertainment?
Oprah.
Oprah!
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
They've come alive, and Molly is so angry that you got that right.
It's a tie game going into the final set of questions.
All right, Molly, what car maker builds the Silverado pickup truck?
Chevy.
Yes. There you go. It's a Chevrolet truck.
Yes.
Good job.
Okay. All right, Corey, we're going to get a little nostalgic here. You have to complete this good luck wedding day saying. Something old, something new. Give me the next two lines. Something old, something new.
Everybody is saying it in their head right now.
Something used.
No, but I like that much better than the real answer.
But it is entertaining as all get out. It was something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. And we can't give you a point, which means Molly is our winner.
Woo! You did it, Molly. Well done.
Corey, put on your fake smile around Molly as she celebrates, and we'll be sending her the certificate of bragification
that she can shove in your face anytime. You can't avoid it. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for playing. We play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20 with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Finally, the three-day weekend is over and we can get back to work, which is really all we wanted all along. Woody and Jim in the morning, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in.
So, over the weekend.
Yes.
I was going through some stuff in our Gmail, and I saw a subscription had started to Duolingo, the learn a language app.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like Babbel, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I'm like, I know I didn't subscribe to that. So I asked my wife, I said, is this you or is this like some kind of bogus charge?
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, yeah, like I'm doing a free trial. I'm, you know, just messing around. I took French in high school. So I just thought I'll just kind of brush up on my French.
Oui, oui.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, she's never really, you know, spoken much French around me. And, you know, I think like a French accent can be. It'd be very attractive.
It is the language of love.
Exactly. And so, like, every once in a while, I would just, like, kind of catch her with her phone doing lessons. Where
okay.
It, like, say something.
Oh, yeah. And you repeat over and over.
Back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, that sounds kind of strange. And she said, well, you have to do something when you speak French.
Mm.
It depends on the way you shape your mouth. So if you're talking, you know, English, like in America, you know, we have a big smile on our face.
Mm.
And she said, but when you just properly speak French, she said, you have to kind of push the outside of your mouth towards the middle. And then you say it.
So you kind of hold your mouth like it is your butt.
Yes.
I am speaking French with my butthole mouth.
Yeah, so you say like, okay. like just smile and like as you would any time we were here, just say parlez-vous français, just regular way.
Parlez-vous français.
Now do it with your mouth.
Okay.
Push together the lips.
Parlez-vous français.
Yes. So that's...
That is more French.
Yeah.
They probably have their lips pierced all the time because they always got a cigarette in their mouth.
It's always ready yeah. for a cigarette.
Cigarette, ooh, beret, and wine.
And...
He's one of us.
So I'm listening to it. She doesn't know I'm listening to it. And I'm like laughing because it sounds so ridiculous.
We're practicing
and
over
I'm
and over.
I'm texting with somebody yeah. and I'm like, Jen is practicing French, but it doesn't sound like French. It sounds more like David after dentist.
I didn't feel anything. I have two fingers.
She just sounded like she was coming off of anesthesia.
Is this going to be forever?
Is she having a seizure or something?
Is speaking French the first sign of a stroke?
Sounds like, how long is this trial? And she said, 2 weeks.
Mm.
But I think I can get another free two weeks. So I got a month of...
Tour de France.
I tried to record her.
Okay.
And it's probably good. She stopped the lesson just as I tried to hit
she
like,
probably
the
knew
voice
you were
memo thing.
Try, yeah, yeah. Said that to my bed this morning. I ain't missing you, but really I am. So much. Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. You know, when you're just chatting with your friends, maybe in your kitchen, and your Alexa is right there, and you say, I wonder if they make bacon-centered air fresheners. I wonder if anybody makes that. And all of a sudden, boom, there's an ad on your phone for it.
Yep. It's because even though they said they're not listening to you,
they're listening.
There's been proof now mm-hmm. that they're listening.
We have the receipts now. A leaked memo has come out from Cox Media Group. I guess they were bragging about a system they call active listening.
Yep. And counting among their clients, Facebook, Google, Amazon, that they all use their listening service and they do listen to what you say. And then their AI figures out which ads to target you immediately.
This is the beginning of the robot takeover, I think. You know, eventually
sure.
We're all gonna be floating fat people like they were in WALL-E.
they're
taking care of
first
everything.
First thing they do is they take your money from you,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you don't have any money, and then they get rich, and mm-hmm. then they. You know, build the super robots.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I mean, we've done tests where we've, like, come up with things we never, ever would be, like, ever associated with. You
mm-hmm.
could go through your entire, like, data history of every device you've ever known, and you've never mentioned that thing. And then we say that thing, And then we see the ads.
And it pops up.
And they go, no, we're not listening.
We're not doing that. Google, Amazon, they say they have nothing to do with that.
Google, this is kind of funny because this like leak came out from this group that has this active listening software.
And they were kind of bragging about it, too. Yeah.
And Google had a corporate website page that said all the partners that they work with.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as this came out, this company, Cox Media, that came up with the active listening software,
right,
was deleted from their partners page.
We don't even know them.
Ah, never even met them.
They got all Mariah Carey. I don't know them. I don't know them. Well, yeah, they are listening. So if you're wanting to talk in private, you know, just go out to the garage and away from Alexa.
That is unless you have a smart garage.
That's right. Yeah, do you have a smart garage? Don't let them in everywhere. Your wife was right to hide Alexa.
I know.
She unplugs it and puts it in a drawer.
In the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? See, she was smart all along.
She knew.
She will lord that over you now.
She also carries a phone with her, you know, within 2 feet of her face.
Yeah, so
all the time.
Yeah. So everything is listening, not
the
just that.
Lost. Yeah.
Helping you start your day, 3 things you want to know.
Adele has announced an extended hiatus from performing music whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah, she's doing a residency in Vegas right now.
Right.
But she told her audience, with just a few shows left, I will not see you for an incredibly long time.
So she's taking a long break.
She is going away for a long time.
She just... tired or is she having throat issues?
She must be exhausted.
I don't know. It's like Steven Tyler where she just can't sing anymore, but
she's
still doing it.
There's nothing about that.
Yeah.
It's just that she's probably been doing this residency where she's probably singing every day and been doing it for a while and just said, I'm going to be taking a long vacation.
Good for her. Yeah. Hey, yesterday it felt like the 4th of July on Labor Day as they had a Joey Chestnut versus Kobayashi eating contest. It was on Netflix. I guess they hadn't faced each other in like 15 years. You know, and they used to be head-to-head all the time in the Nathan's
right.
Hot Dog. And then, of course, Joey Chestnut got knocked out by Nathan's because he started promoting Impossible Hot Dogs.
Right.
Yeah. So they said, no, we don't want you around here. But Netflix says, come on board. For $100,000, you can win the contest. And Joey Chestnut did win, downing 83 wieners to Kobayashi's only 66.
I heard that's like something like 7 point some seconds per hot dog.
Wow. And it's with the bun, too. Remember, they douse them in water, and they must just open their throat like, I don't know.
I don't know. They must be able to unhinge their jaws.
Yeah, like snakes.
Yeah.
That'll be a contest next year. Joey Chestnut versus a giant, you know, boa constrictor. We'll see how that works.
If you've ever wanted a SpongeBob SquarePants Krabby Patty,
yes,
you can get one starting October 8th at Wendy's.
Really?
They're going to have a, in celebration of the 25th anniversary of
25 years.
SpongeBob SquarePants, they are going to have a special SpongeBob SquarePants meal in which you get a cheeseburger that they say will be fresh and topped with never frozen fresh produce and a secret Krabby Patty sauce.
Ah, the secret sauce that, you know, Plankton has always been trying to get.
Can't get the formula. and the meal will also include a Wendy's Frosty. It's the pineapple under the sea Frosty.
Nice.
In honor of SpongeBob's home, you can get the Frosty with the, it's got the original vanilla Frosty, but they've mixed in pineapple mango puree.
I love it.
So about a month from now, it becomes available at Wendy's and will only be around for about 4 weeks.
Oh, wow. So, you know, it's like pumpkin spice latte. You
got
to get it before it goes away.
For a limited time.
There's 3 things you want to know, Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Do you have a case of the Mondays on a Tuesday? Well, maybe we can help you change that mood right now.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
It's a cool story. There's a TV weatherman in Pittsburgh who decided that every first day of school, he was going to interview his daughter.
on video.
Yeah, started when she was in kindergarten, and now she's like about to graduate high school. So it's pretty cool.
It's just so heart-tugging.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's a really long video, but here's like 30 seconds of it, and it skips back and forth from when she was very little to, you know, now.
Can you say your name and spell it?
Elizabeth Petlin. ElizabethPetlin.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A doctor. A teacher.
Maybe a teacher, a doctor, or a magician.
Physical therapist or nurse.
I just want you to know that we love you.
You're going to cry.
No.
Oh, it's just so cute.
It just kills me. I
love her career choices. Doctor, teacher, maybe a magician. That's so cool.
That's excellent. If you want to see a little clip of those various years and this video that will just, I don't know. It just makes you puddle.
It does. It makes you happy.
We've posted it on the Woody and Jim page on Facebook, and you can check it out there.
There you go. Mood has been changed, y'all. Today is officially Telephone Tuesday. Why is that, you ask? Well, I'll tell you now. I guess this the day after Labor Day is the day that most businesses get phone calls. The most phone calls on today because people are back to school. Long weekend. They're catching up with things. Plus, people are starting to prepare for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, so they're making phone calls today. Anybody under the age of 30 says, what's a phone call?
Back to the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
All right. Three things you want to know if you're into the trendiest, social media workout plan. If you find jogging or walking on a treadmill or just walking in general too boring, yes. You can make it more boring. The latest trend is now called rucking, which sounds kind of like Scooby-Doo cursing, but it's not. I guess they got it from the military where if you, you're walking or you're jogging, you put a backpack on and put heavy stuff in it because have to have a loaded pack when they're out
they
training.
They do weights. And, yeah.
I guess you burn more calories that way.
Sure.
So, I mean, that makes sense, but I don't know why they make a big deal out of it.
Well, some people like to make life really hard on themselves.
Yes.
Take great pride in it. Australia's Thunder from Down Under, the number one male review group in the world, is setting up a residency here in Nashville, a permanent one.
Wow.
At the Woolworth Theater downtown, the historic Woolworth Theater.
They did the Shiners show there for a couple of years. I went and saw that.
It's gone. It's been replaced by the perfect destination for bachelorette parties, girls' night out, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, they're going to do well.
I think they're going to clean up and make a lot of money, and I appreciate them taking the bachelorettes off the street.
Yeah.
You can't see or hear them.
The parking lot will be filled with pedal taverns. You won't be able to find a place to park ever downtown.
50%
right
less woos after the thing opens in a few weeks.
I like that plan. This is funny. This is robots of the future. The future where most of us will live the rest of our lives.
True.
Heinz Corporation is developing a hands-free robot that can give hardcore gamers an extra hand. And it will feed them, and they don't have to take their hands off the controller, and they can continue gaming. I guess they've tested it out in Saudi Arabia, where, this is true, it's a hands-free dipping machine that will dip like a chicken nugget or whatever you're eating while you're gaming
into
and feed you.
Some Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce and feed you.
Yes.
So there's a third hand for gamers.
Yes. Or for people like me who don't like to love ribs but don't want to touch them because they're sticky and I have texture issues, I just need the robot to feed me. That's the future, y'all.
I would like to applaud myself for the 6 jokes I didn't make.
There you go.
About that whole thing.
As we wave a fond farewell to another Hall of Fame worthy broadcast, what are we doing the rest of the day?
Well, we are going to Eurostone to pick out our new countertops for the studio.
Yeah, we are.
Which is exciting and fun. About time we updated this place and brought it into the 21st century.
That's right. It's going to be updated to look like the 90s in here.
And then tonight I'm going to a private screening of Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Oh!
The new Beetlejuice sequel.
I'm excited about that.
The ghost with the most.
Yeah. All right.
What are you doing?
Oh, we've got, of course, our Eurostone adventure. Then we have Jessica from The Dog Wizard coming out to help us train Lucy, our Doberman. And then I have to get everything all together for tomorrow's fantasy football draft.
It's time.
It is time. That's the exciting lives we live.
And this is the one with your family, right?
Yes. Yes. And we just try to, you know, find the most gross names for our teams that we can, and obviously can't say them on the radio. But yeah,
it is a game amongst your family.
Yes,
but the words that you use for your team names are not family friendly.
That's very true. Yeah,
it's ironic.
I'm the commissioner, so I make the rules.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville.